Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. I thank you for living in this day, in this time. Lord, bless us to do all this in your heart. Help us to commune with you and go forward. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, going forward is the way to do it. I was thinking yesterday how with the Lord, he can teach, he can show so many truths, and he prepares us for the very next step. He's never in the dark about anything, and as we commune with him, we learn what he learns. We learn what he knows. And he said, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. So whatever you do, tackle it by the spirit. Because he knows what he's doing.
Amen.
In the communion class, we're in Revelation chapter 2. And I know Brother Horton loves Revelation. Amen. We made it to verse 5. And Jesus, he's teaching us how to stay on track in these scriptures. This is the measuring rod. If you want to know how am I doing? What can I change? How, you know, Jesus said, if you bear fruit, he'll purge us so that we can bear more fruit. Well, this is the way to do it. He talked to them about their first love, their works. He said, I know thy works, in verse 2, and thy labor, thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. And this is, it takes a lot of dedication just to do what he mentioned in verse 2. Verse 3, he says, thou hast borne and hast patience. You have borne, you have labored, you have done you have worked in the heat of the day. You have done what was necessary and has patience. And for my name's sake has not labored and has not fainted. Time is, time proves faith. And if a person can be patient and continue laboring, that's true. That's real faith. That's enduring faith. And they master time. He said, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. If the first love is changed, everything else will change. But he told them this in time so they can easily get back on track. So many things can take your attention away from what was important in the first place. And I know the business of ministry, and you're trying to get things done, and so many things divide your attention. I remember years ago, I went to my mother's house, and my sisters were there. We were talking about Revelation, and we had a good time in the Lord. I said, this is how, and it just reminded me, this is how church is supposed to be. It's not the things we're after. It's the fellowship with the Lord. And I said, I don't ever want to lose that again. And, you know, it was like a mini revival, basically. And we just had a good time. Me and Gail had, she said, this is fun. This is, and, you know, it was good. People walk away from that kind of fellowship over time. It doesn't happen in one day, but the enemy is subtle, sneaky, a little bit of wrong. A little bit of the wrong thing can, if your love changes, everything changes with it. He said, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen. And he used the word fallen. You were up here and then you begin to go down. Even though other things are in place, the first love has changed, and you fall away from the best, from where you were. We should never fall away from where we were. We should always go forward. Because that's how the Lord does. He graduates all the time. If his kingdom is great, he knows what to do. He knows what he's planning. But his kingdom has to grow. It's a growing kingdom. if you can imagine for a moment how you're going to live forever, let's just take 1,000 years. In our lifetime, we learn, some people learn a career and do well at it, sometimes three, beside the things of everyday life. Now, you're living in the presence of God, and you're seeing things get better and better. The kingdom of God gets better and better. How many careers could you learn in 1,000 years? If you can learn three and master three in our lifetime, then what can you do in 1,000 years? Continually learning and communing with God. What we're going to become is much greater than what we imagine now. But if, as long as the love of God is in place, that's what we'll do. Our abilities will greatly increase. We're just beginning now. We do great things. We're going to, over time, and I think about that when I think of a person getting saved. It doesn't matter what they're doing now. If they can just get saved, they will be wonderful in the Lord. Even the most, even those who are the most contrary right now, when they get into fellowship with the Lord, they will be different. They, even if they don't do everything they should do now, if they make it in the kingdom of God, they will be different. They will grow. And as long as the first love is in place, everything else will be in place. Now, the evidence is here in the first four verses. They had a first love. That's why they did so well. And now...
So, this text is really telling us that communion helps us stay in touch with our first love.
Yeah.
That's connected to communion, the first love.
Yeah.
Taking communion with the right keeps us
loving
Jesus.
Yeah. And it, and when he's the focus, everything changes.
Right, that first love. Mm-hmm.
You love God and you're looking at him, everything graduates with him. Just like they were in a position, they received what he said, they heard him. Then they easily made the adjustment and then they went forward. And this was the church of Ephesus. And Ephesians was the book that Paul wrote, you know, he wrote to. Kenneth Hagin's ministry flourished just from meditating on I think it was chapter 1 and 2 of Ephesians. That's when he really made the connection and the change, the necessary changes. And this is the same church that sparked his revival. See, what everything, the first love, Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. Your whole being will be full of light. And then when I commune with the Lord, he tell me what the enemy's doing sometimes. Sometimes he'll just come to me and tell me what he's doing, so I rebuke it. And then he show me what adjustments to make. And then whatever he give me to do, he adds to it. I can't see the size of my ministry. That's irrelevant. As long as I do the work, he sees it. And I know he's doing something by the instructions he gives. He gives me instructions for people. So that means people are listening, and he's addressing people. So when you're on the radio, you can't see your audience. You don't get feedback. You know, it's just, you do it by faith. Everything you do, you have to believe it. And he said, verse 5, remember therefore, from where you've fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. If they don't repent, they'll become dangerous. He wouldn't have said this if you do the work of God without his love, it's going to change and become something that can't work. The church at Laodicea, this is precisely what happened to them. They were neither hot or cold. And he said, if you're lukewarm, I'm gonna spit you out of my mouth. If you eat some pecans and one of them is bad, it makes the whole you want it gone. Well, sin does the same thing to God. If people are looking to a ministry, and it went off track, it's going to throw everybody that comes to it off track. And it's going to be something that it'll be dangerous to the plan of God. And it's harder to get people back on track than to get them on track in the first place. For some, it may not happen. A lot of things happen that shouldn't happen when things get off track. I was talking to a pastor one time. He wanted to see something. I said, sometimes it's what you don't see. I said, if people are staying married and families are growing, children are finishing college, people are not having to bail their children out of jail, it's working. it's working. And then miracles. They're hearing the word and they gain rapport with people and they live before people. We share the same kind of problems that the world have, and they heal biblically. All right, the time will come, and it always happens. Satan's going to aggravate somebody, and then they're going to come for advice to the person that they can trust. And the Lord's going to pull that word that they heard years ago from your ministry, from that treasure trove in their heart, and you can't see this, and people don't come back and tell you all the wonderful things that have happened. If you had a miracle in the last month, wherever you go, and on your job, raise your hand. If you know of anybody that had a miracle,
yeah.
You know, you fellowship with somebody and you was a blessing, or they were a blessing, and the Lord was moving. The knowledge that caused it came from somewhere. It came from hearing the word. Now, we don't come back and tell Pastor McCann everything that happened. You know, years go by, I told him some things that happened and blessed him, but people don't do that. Mm-hmm. You, from your end, you're just doing what God said to do, but it's working. It's working good, like a well-oiled machine. But the Holy Spirit knows. It all comes from communion. And we'll start at verse 6 next week. As we go forward in the Lord, many things happen that you can't put a price tag on. And just like the Ephesian church, he knew that they were bearing, they were enduring the hard situations, but they were going forward. And it worked. And with that first love in place, it's going to keep working. 1 Corinthians 11. I love communion with the Lord. This represents what we do in the Spirit. Verse 24, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. The blood prevails. In every situation, we have legal rights to all of the kingdom of God. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for communing with us. I thank you and I value the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Lord, in these days, help us to do the most necessary things with the short time that we have. We know your return is soon, but help us to win all that we can and do all this in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Thurston. We appreciate it.